Hey everybody, it's Kathy Katz. Hey everybody, it's Kathy Katz. Calling in, letting you know that I'm starting a blog talk again, at least for the winter into the spring. And then I go back with all the ums, like I said, I never did. I'm having a hard time, blog talk, with the change itself around since I initially did it. And I guess I'm going to have to go back to the computer to set up and then use the phone. I tried to do it through my cell. But if anybody does hear this, I don't know if they placed the advertisement on Facebook. But if you want to call in, it sounds like a very long number, 646-787-8459. That's 646-787-8459. And this year, you know, there's going to be a few things coming back from last year. A little bit with my adoption story. I don't think I quite finished that. Actually, I don't even think it ever finishes. Things keep getting added on, but I like to get the whole thing over once and for all. It's not really a big thing with my life as much as it used to be, you know, but I'm meeting all kinds of wonderful people, all kinds of wonderful cousins, and, you know, there's just a lot of good that came out of a lot of bad, and I'd like to share that with you. And then I was interested in going over a little tiny bit of health with people that were dealing with, you know, their health issues with the HCV and liver problems and all that. You know, I'm pretty well versed in that. And even if you do want to talk and, you know, just get out about how you're feeling, you know, and even if it's frustration or whatnot, if you have good news and new advances in medication, you know, it'd be the perfect spot to turn this on over here. And then I can put it into a lot of the groups on my walls. Also, as you've all been knowing, I've been running ill for quite a long time, mainly with my immune system, and I happened to catch that flu this particular year, and I decided to do it without any antibiotics, anything, because I knew I was low in platelets and low in this and low in that, and I thought this would be a good time for my body to, like, pick up and fight, and it took a while, but it's still taking a little bit of a while, and there's a few things I have to do. I got very lazy. I got very, very bedridden, you know, which can turn into depression when you just don't feel like doing anything but sleeping. But finally back on a good sleep. And, you know, which I really need. I'm going to start getting up, and there's going to be another group. I'm going to post them all on my wall, because anyone that's really going to listen to this, or people on my Facebook wall, and if you want to share it, like following me with a little bit of fitness and giving me ideas, and, you know, people that have some disabilities, what they do, because we're February, March, and April, and I'll try to set up videos, and, you know, they're so hard to do selfies and stuff to show you what I'm doing. I picked myself up a treadmill, a non-mechanical treadmill, that I thought would be a lot easier on me without the boom, boom, boom on my feet. But that thing just goes like, oh, my God, I can see myself flying off of that thing. And a stationary bike, you know, one. And, you know, I still have my stairs, but I see one thing I got to start doing is a lot of crunches and a lot of muscle work to get everything back. Like every year I always say I don't want to be this heavy for this particular season or this birthday, and I just don't want to be unhealthy anymore is really what it comes down to. And, you know, sharing some of my recipes with you and things that I'm doing and so far and so forth. So you can keep an eye on Yeah, I started late, and I'm getting booted off, so I didn't really want to make this one a long one anyway. So I'm going to try to cover recovery of all kinds, you know, not just, you know, recovery of alcohol, drugs and stuff like that, but recovery from hospitals and surgeries and, you know, how we have to keep our, you know, our spirits up and so on and so forth. And oh, I think I got to say goodbye because I signed in late and everything else. And anything I say after this would probably be archived. So we're going to try to do this every Saturday morning or every Friday night. Maybe you can all give me some feedback when you'd be more interested in listening. So usually I do the weather, but it seems cold and sunny. And I don't care. Spring is around the corner. Staten Island Phillips had 6 more weeks of winter till we get spring, early spring. So I trust the New York hog over trusting a PA hog. All right, guys. Ciao, ciao. Have a wonderful day.